You're listening to SBS News.
Before the coronavirus pandemic, some 2.6 million tourists would visit Sydney's historic Chinatown each year, buying souvenirs and eating in local restaurants. Now, with international tourism suspended indefinitely, business owners are worried the cultural hub will not survive. William Poe is a Chinese migrant who arrived in Australia from Singapore in 1973. In Sydney's once bustling Chinatown, his souvenir shop is stacked with koala toys and kangaroo teddy bears, usually a must-stop shop for overseas tourists. But with Australia's international borders closed indefinitely in a bid to slow the spread of COVID-19, Mr. Poe says business has never been so tough.
Our business nearly dropped to 80%, even more. So very hard for us to survive in Chinatown. I came to Australia nearly for 50 years. I never see that sort of thing happen before.
Nearby, Jundaku owns a Malaysian restaurant that was seating 800 customers each day just a few months ago. He has now had to take out a bank loan, a last resort to keep his doors open.
We've already lost 250,000 in the last 3 months. That we're not going to make money because we have to recoup the 250 grand that we lost. It will probably take us 6 months to a year.
Sydney's Chinatown is Australia's largest and usually attracts 2.6 million tourists every year. Australia closed its borders to Chinese travellers in February and to the rest of the world in late March, allowing only Australian citizens and residents to enter the country. But a lack of tourists is not the only problem facing the cultural hub. Restaurant owner Daigo Kani says almost all of his staff have had to go back to Japan since the pandemic hit Australia's shores.
90% of them being back to Japan because most of them are working holiday and some part-time students.
Australia's government has set no firm date for reopening its borders, but the latest estimates suggest travel will be restricted in some capacity until late next year. The president of the Haymarket Chamber of Commerce, Simon Chan, says a lot of business owners feel like they are in limbo, uncertain of their future until tourism is allowed to resume.
A lot of the businesses are quite resilient, but we will all have to be patient because it's not going to be over anytime soon.
And business owners are not the only ones struggling. With some shops and restaurants forced to close entirely, property owners are also facing an increasingly uncertain future. Asta Lam moved to Sydney from Hong Kong in 1989 as a university student and now owns a food emporium on Dixon Street. She says revenue is plummeting at an alarming rate.
Almost 70% vacancies at the moment, which is nearly the most anxious time, even we have that for like 29 years. It's very bad. It's like a ghost town. Even me, I don't want to stay here.
The local community of business owners is now hoping the government will step in to help save the historic commercial hub so it can be enjoyed by future generations. Alan Lee, SBS News.